And so you say, why Milwaukee? And it, as someone told me, you either are going to love it here or you're going to go somewhere else. And so we decided to start our business and everything here, and, you know, kids and all of that, you know, were born here. So, and the community and the work ethic of all the people. I mean, this is just a, you know, put your nose to the plow, get things done type community. And it's just a place where you want to do well because everybody appreciates you when you do that. And I just think about playing in the old Milwaukee Arena and the fans there and, you know, how great they were. And before every game, one guy would yell, "Let's go Buccos!" And, you know, how do I still remember that? Because that is a part of the whole, whatever you want to call it, of playing in Milwaukee and being a part of Milwaukee.
Ownership announcement this morning from downtown Milwaukee. Junior Bridgman joins the ownership structure at your Milwaukee Bucks. Dylan Carter from our WTMJ team joins us from the Frederick and Medical College of Wisconsin Sports Center in downtown Milwaukee. Dylan,
how's it going, Jeff?
Good. How are you this morning?
I'm great. There's a wonderful energy here in the Bucks practice facility. People are very excited here as we head toward basketball.
Without a doubt. So what do you think about, you know, obviously Junior bringing legacy, institutional business knowledge, just a wonderful sense of community to the Bucks. But how does his experience potentially benefit the team kind of moving forward? This seems like just such a natural, wonderful move for the organization.
Well, you got to peel back the layers like an onion here. You know, on the surface, you have a former player becoming an owner. They're calling him a significant minority owner of the team.
Okay.
He is part of that inner circle, the trust, and he's someone that they're going to lean on in a lot of different ways. Now, obviously, he's got his playing experience and, you know, his knowledge of the game. He's been very vocal throughout his career in fighting for players. He's mm-hmm. been an advocate for them, so he's already going to connect with players on that level and is already talking about how he's excited to help instill some of his business knowledge with some of the players. But he's also just such a successful businessman, franchises, specifically Wendy's, Chili's, like all throughout the country and in the Midwest. He's got his Coca-Cola bottling company where he is doing significant distribution in the Midwest and across Canada. And so this decision comes based on someone who has a lot of equity in this community, but also in the business world mm-hmm. across the Midwest.
Yeah. And obviously, you know, as you said, there's historical significance, but there's an emotional sense that, wow, this ownership group now has a former player who's been involved with the organization forever. And we look up at Fiserv Forum and we see his number hanging from the rafters.
Exactly. It's a full circle moment for him. That's sort of how they started this press conference here. It felt like a full circle moment for the organization as well, because he meant so much to them. You know, back in the day, he was one of the main pieces that came back in the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar trade with the Lakers. And so to have him go through his career, but during those years here in Milwaukee, he was also learning and preparing for his days after being a basketball player, after leaving it all on the court and leaving it all out in his business ventures, right? And so now he is back with a lot of heart in this. This is not just a business move. This is not just that he can say that he's a, you know, NBA team minority owner. It's so that he can really have a say in what goes on here and to leave a significant impact for years to come.
Yeah. As he talked, did you hear anything about what he's most excited about? Is it like all the above, or is he like, hey, let's get to the games because I love now. I am more than all in.
Well, interestingly, he didn't talk very much about basketball itself
okay.
or the team itself this year. A lot of what he was talking about was the ways that he can impact some of these guys and the organization off the court.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of athletes, especially pro athletes, they oftentimes don't have that business knowledge to help transition into successful careers in life after the sport that they play in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something he kept returning to. He's interested in helping to instill some of that knowledge in the players so that they're set up for success, not just in basketball, but in life.
Yeah, I mean, there's that mentorship component to it for sure. I mean, Bridgman's also a current owner of Ebony and Jet magazine, so that storytelling and that packaging and promotion and positioning that all players need to do, now they have someone to look up to who's been there and done that and now is a part of their very own organization. It's really, really cool to see from a mentorship lens.
And this is not very common. You know, in professional sports, a lot of times owners don't have much sports experience. So to have someone who actually was a part of not just a team, but this team, it runs deep. And I think it's going to resonate. I mean, I even see him now, you know, after the press conference. He's going off to the side and talking to a bunch of the players, having those conversations. Him and Damian Lillard had a nice chat. Him and Chris Middleton had a nice chat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's clear that he is going to be, you know, boots on the ground in here working for this team.
Mm-hmm. All right. Dylan Carter live from the Frederick Medical College, Wisconsin Sports Center. In downtown Milwaukee, new ownership change at the Milwaukee Bucks. Junior Bridgman adds to a ton of value to the organization. Not only his name, but his mentorship experience and much, much more. Dylan, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Jeff.